Hi, friends, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast. Today, it is Tuesday, the 18th day of December in the year 2018. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here with us. We are doing some things a little bit differently. We are using a new service to host our podcast with. Most people won't even know the difference because you may get this on iHeartRadio or Stitcher or Anchor or whoever that you normally listen to us on, and that's not going to change. We've got our situation taken care of to where all the different platforms we've been on in the past, we're still on. We've probably even added a few. I know that we are at least in 12 different places that you can find us with podcast streaming and the services that you use on a regular basis. So we are excited about what's going on. Hopefully there is some ease with what it is that we're doing. And you know, I'm a simple guy. I've told everybody that forever and ever. And making things simple is something that makes me smile. So we're going to go about the podcast. It is actually a test run, but it's going to be a regular podcast. I'm not sure what the length is going to be just yet, but I got a few things that I want to go over. And well, let's get rolling. So what'd you think about that little segue in between that Morse code? If you know me, you know that when I was in the military, I was a Morse code intercept operator. It means I stole Morse code from the bad guys. If you're a really, really young person, you might say, what is Morse code? And well, that was those dits and das you just heard just a few seconds ago. And by the way, what that spelled, and trust me, I checked this out, it spells anchor. I couldn't resist talking about this, and well, it's just one of the fun little features that we're testing out as we use this new system. And I mentioned that it says Anchor because Anchor is the new host for our podcast, and loving some of the features they've got. Wanted to share, just going to share some random stories today. I found this story a few days ago and just love it. Notorious gang leader now preaches Jesus, I'm a radical soldier for God. Rene Martinez spent the majority of his life in and out of jail, breaking into homes, stealing guns, dealing drugs, and getting into fights. But today, the former gang leader, 44, better known as Level, found a new calling, preaching, praying, and baptizing others in the name of Jesus as he seeks to save them from the life he once knew all too well. The Miami-Dade County native has traveled from Los Angeles to the Bronx, and he's just getting started. Quote, I lived a very crazy life. I did some horrible things in my life that I know it's only by the grace of God and His mercy that I'm alive and free. That was Level. I was gang affiliated from the 80s to 2012. I've seen a lot of people die in front of me, and I've been through a lot. From early on, Level was plagued by demons. His mom was part of a religion that sacrificed an animal over him. It's just demonic. I started seeing demons when I was a kid. They haunted me my whole life. Wow, what a testimony this young man is given in this story. At one point, he found his mom trying to commit suicide one night, but after she went to the hospital and got better, she accepted Jesus at a church retreat. She stopped drinking alcohol, smoking weed, and started praying for Level, but he just thought she was crazy. As a young teenager, Level joined a gang, and on Halloween night, 1989, he started what became a notorious gang known as the Latin Syndicate, that grew to 300 members. At 14, he was in a coma and almost died. 2 years later, he was in jail for attempted murder. When he and his daughter, he wanted to be a good father but didn't know how, So he started fighting to provide for his family. He turned to bare-knuckle fighting and became a professional mixed martial arts fighter, which is how he earned the name Level, and he defeated three-time world champion Ricardo Mayorga in Nicaragua. He's faced death several times, and he said in 2013, when he was recording gangster music in his garage, he heard Jesus speak to him saying, "I spared you for such a time as this. I saw my whole life flash before my eyes. When a gun was jammed in my face, when a bullet whistled by my ear, I almost died 5 or 6 times, and all my friends that died. God set me free for a reason. I repented right there." Now, I'm going to let the rest of this go. I'm going to throw this story up at edboston.com so you can read the rest of it. An amazing testimony. And the reason I want to share today is that many times we don't know where people are in their relationship with Christ, but many times as well, we do know where they are. And in this case, it wasn't hard to figure out that his relationship with Christ was not what it needs to be and needed to be. Now it's a different story. He's out there doing the right thing. He's making good on what God has given him for the rest of his life. Thank you, Jesus, for people like Level that can witness to us that you can take somebody that is as down and dirty and disgusting as his lifestyle was, and you can mold him into the creature that you intended him to be. We'll be back in just a second with another story on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Wanted to share another story with you that probably is not my very favorite story from the George H.W. Bush funeral time frame, but it is certainly right up there at the top of the events that will stick in my mind from the past couple of weeks. It's interesting, I told my grandson, we were traveling through town and seeing the flag still flying at half staff, and I said to him, "I know you probably think that I would know the answer to this question, but I wonder how long the flags are going to fly at half staff. It's been several days now, and it's been over a week." So I said, "Aha, I know what I'll do." And I said, "Hey Siri," and I hope my phone doesn't jump to Siri here, "How long will the flags fly at half staff for President George H.W. Bush?" And Siri came back with an article, and Caden started reading it to me because I was driving, and found that the flags will be at half staff for 30 days because that was what President Trump ordered. And maybe if you're listening to this, you can send me this, because I'm going to try with the new opportunities that we have here through Anchor to get some more interaction with the audience. And I tell you what, if you are the first, one of the first three people to send me the answer to this question, I'm going to ask to edboston@me.com. edboston@me.com. Or go to our Facebook or Twitter page and send it to me through either one of those. The question is, was the 30 days that President Trump decided to leave the flags lowered, is that standard protocol, or is that what he himself decided? Because right now, I don't know the answer to that, or else I'd just be sharing it and we'd be going on with something else. So if you know, let me know. I'll check the answer before we start getting answers to come in. And if you are one of the first three that give me the right answer, I've got numerous DVDs that I've gotten from promoters, PR people. I've got, I think, one copy of I Can Only Imagine left. I've got, let's see, I got a couple right here beside me. I've got one copy of God Bless the Broken Road. I've got three copies of Unbroken, Path to Redemption. I think I've got the one, I can't think of the guy's name. Well, I've just got a bunch of things. And if you are one of the three winners, I'll give you the choice of what I have in inventory, and I'll get those sent out to you. So, hey, there, we got something going on here in this trial run of our new experience here at Anchor FM. And so let me get to where this story was going. 1996 Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole recalled saluting friend and fellow World War II veteran George H.W. Bush one final time for the 41st Commander-in-Chief's body, who was laying in state in the Capitol. Dole, who served as the Senate Republican leader representing Kansas during Bush's presidency, said he came to the rotunda to say goodbye like everyone else who had traveled to Washington to give Bush a proper send-off. He said he wheeled into Capitol and an aide helped him stand in front of Bush's body. They stood me up and it was almost automatic, Dole, 95, said of the iconic image of him saluting the casket. My left hand came to my forehead without even being planned, said Dole, who lost use of his right arm from an artillery attack during the war. Host Charles Payne noted that Dole was initially a political rival to Bush, having sparred often during his run against him in the 88 Republican primary. When he was president, I was the Republican leader in the Senate. We got things done because we worked with our Democratic colleagues. Most of the things we passed were bipartisan, Dole said, as his and Bush's decision to unite as a powerful team. More on this story you can get at Fox News. What a touching video clip that is, if you've not seen it. And what a class act both of those gentlemen are that we were talking about, George H.W. Bush and Bob Dole. I've actually met Bob Dole in person, and I've got a picture with him somewhere. I'm going to dig through my picture files and come up with that, because I've been wanting to use that for an article, and I need to do that. But what great Americans both men were, both heroes of the great generation, the greatest generation, those that served in World War II. Both could have easily and maybe should have not made it home from their injuries, and both became great statesmen of our great nation. Got another segment coming up here in just a minute, and after that we will close out this edition of the Ed Boston Podcast. Okay, we are back for our final segment here of today's podcast called Change Can Be a Good Thing. And the kind of the ongoing topic is the change that we've made in who we are using as our host of the podcast. That would be Anchor FM. We got some new features. You just heard a little segue between the two segments. Segments. I don't know if that go together exactly, but little bit of music interlude, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, and you can let us know, ed@edboston.com or Facebook, Twitter, however you'd like to contact us. If you like the segue, if you think it's goofy, if you think I need to use something different, we got lots of options, and we're going to be testing things out here for the undetermined future. Because we always like trying to make things better here at the Ed Boston Podcast. The final story is one that is a couple of weeks old, but it's a beautiful story. It's a sad story with a beautiful part in the story. And when I say it's beautiful and tell you what the topic is, you might wonder how that could be. California Church's untouched wooden cross becomes a symbol of hope in wildfire aftermath. So please don't take it that I think it's wonderful about the wildfire, because if you know me, you knew that's not what I meant to say. But the story tells us California's devastating wildfires may have destroyed roughly 95% of Paradise City in California, but one symbol was left standing among the ashes that give its residents hope. Let me say that again, because it tied my tongue there. One symbol was left standing among the ashes that gives its residents hope. Our Savior Lutheran Church pastor Brandon Merrick posted the hopeful photo on Facebook 2 days after flames engulfed the town, along with the 54-year-old church building and the parsonage where his wife and kids lived. It's, man, as a pastor, that hits home pretty close. To my brothers and sisters of Our Savior Lutheran Church, this is a picture taken of our church home at 6404 Pence Road, Paradise, California, when I left on foot at 9:20 a.m. Thursday, November the 8th, to catch up to Wendy and the kids who were stuck on Skyway fleeing the fire with everyone else in Paradise. The flames had reached the edge of our church. I, like you, hoped for the best but prepared for the worst. Wendy sent me this picture. I hate this picture. However, oh man, it's a long part there. That was just part of a tweet. Tell you what, I will get this story up at edboston.com too. But let me read more of the actual story and less of what Pastor Brandon had tweeted. He said, I told our church I really hope that picture can be used as the picture for the fire, because as the church, everything that man builds with our hands is perishable, but what God does for us through the cross is imperishable and cannot be taken away or burned up. And that's what I love about the picture. Again, more to this story, I'll get it up on edboston.com. And, well, I hope you've enjoyed being with us for this test run on our new host, Anchor FM. We are excited about the possibilities, and I wanted to get this test run in before I actually started on a specific topic and went in depth or with several specific topics, and not just jump around a little bit like I did today. Thank you for being with us. There's going to be some ways that you can show support through what we do here. We'll get those out to you as soon as we can, get those up and running. We're excited about what Anchor has got and that we can use. And we're working hard to keep all of our archives from previous places. And so a lot of work going on here at the Ed Boston Podcast. But we're working hard, planning for the new year, and we've got some special things lined up for Christmas as well. God bless you all. Thank you, and go out and do the right thing.